session number 31428, Mr. Bill Sykes, Reel 2. Now, we're talking about your time with the 2nd Middlesex Regiment. Now, you think it's Victoria Barracks at Portsmouth, but it might be Victory, and we're a bit worried about that, because there is a Victory Barracks, but it's naval. We'll sort that out later. Now, we're talking about, do you remember anything that happened while you were there? You know, we talked a bit about the training, what you were doing, but do you remember any events, you know, or any just stories that illustrate what life was like during that first period? She got there in April
37. Well, I think in most cases, most regiments had so many boys. And they looked after the boys, you know. They segregated them from the men. They had their own barrack rooms, their own place of feeding, and everything. They looked after. The NCOs who looked after them were trusted NCOs, and they were good. There was no bullying with them. They didn't bully us or anything.
Were you allowed out in Portsmouth at all?
Yes, oh yes.
What would you do? I mean, you're only young, I know, but...
Well, just went out and about. I went out with another fella. We went out and about. And then we was only in Portsmouth a year, and then we went over the water to Gosport to a place in Gosport, New Barracks, is it called? New Barracks in Gosport.
And what was that like?
That was good. I had a big field where they done all their training and all that. The main light, you know. But New Barracks Gosport was good.
And anything happened there? What do you remember about life at Gosport?
Well, not a lot, really. I was a soldier in the barracks there. I was in a corps of drums.
Tell me about the ceremonial duties of the corps. Do you know, what did you do as a band? When you'd learn.
Well, once you pass out on a bugle, you don't.
How did you pass out?
Well, you went before a board, who consisted of a drum major, the bugle major, and he'd give you different calls to blow. And if you blew them all right, you pass out. And you done 24-hour service then.
Now, what about, did you pass out as a drummer as well, or did you?
Oh, no, a drummer, well, you pick that up as you go along.
So the bugler thing was the more important?
Bugle thing was the more important.
And you passed out as a bugler when? In 38, at Gosport?
Yeah.
Now, what did that mean if you were on, when you passed out as a bugler? Well, what were your duties?
You might be called to be the regimental bugler.
Now tell me about that. What does a regimental bugler
have? Regimental bugler for the day. You took posts in the guard room. He was on call all the day. You had certain times, different calls, officers' calls, deporters and things like that, and cookouts. All the calls of the day, you had to blow them on time. And they blew them, well, I used to blow them, most people, twice. One at the beginning of the barracks, one at the end of the barracks. Blow them twice.
What else you have to do? Or was that it?
Well, that was it. You blew the calls, you was there all day.
Now, what other duties do you have as a bugler? I mean, that's if you're on, you know, if you're the day, the regimental bugler for the day. But what if you weren't?
If he weren't, he was just a drummer. When he was on parade, we had about 8 side drums, bass drum, 2 tenor drums.
Which were you on?
I was on a side drum.
And when would you drum? I mean, would you drum for parades? When would you actually use your drums?
Well, when there was a big parade on, the band and drums, you qualified to go and pray with them.
What was it like? Tell us what was it like?
Oh, it's all bullshit. Everything was clean. They had to clean everything, especially on the church parade. Everything was clean, your drum. You had to whiten your belt, whiten your slings, whiten the aprons. Everything was clean. Your bugle was cleaned.
And what sort of music would you play? Just the marches? Or
just all the marches, yeah. The band would play all the marches. If the drums to them, we had our own music we used to play. But you pick up the beat, whatever the march was, it's in 2/4 time, or in 6/8 time, you just beat it, you know.
And was it proud? I mean, did you like being part of the band playing?
Oh, blimey, yeah. I liked it, yeah.
Did you find military band music inspirational, or what did you think?
It was good. It was good. Military bands and that. Minerva's when we went to Tattoo. We used to do Tidworth Tattoo.
Now tell me what Tidworth Tattoo.
Well, Tidworth Tattoo, there's about 8 to 12 bands there. All in the line, now 8 to 12 bands.
What was that like?
Oh, it was good, it was on the campus, naturally. But when we was on parade and went and done the duties, well, we had to eight bands, you know. Those girls marched along, kind of marched, lovely. And they had a program, like, you know, the signals had the bikes, motorbikes. Oh, it was good. There's no doubt about it. It was good.
Now, was a band, often in bands were also stretcher bearers. But you were boys, so what were you? Did you have any other duties?
Well,
or were you being trained as stretcher bearers? No, when
you're older? When the war came along. When the war came along, before the war, they sent most of us back to the depot. And we was at the depot.
That's when the war came.
When the war came.
Now, before that, were they training you as stretcher bearers at all?
No.
So anything else about Gosport before we get on?
No, it was at Gosport when the war broke out. And
what do you remember of the day war broke out, as they always say? You know the old joke.
Well, the day war broke out.
Did you hear the broadcast, or what did you think?
I don't know how we knew, but we knew.
What did you feel?
And we carried on normal duties.
But what did you think about it? Do you think you would involve?
Then the news came, and all the battalion got ready to go to France for BEF. I went with the corps of drums. We went as ammunition carriers.
I thought you said you went back to barracks.
Oh, the boys did. The boys did.
Were you not a boy still?
No.
When did you become a man? When did you qualify? When you were 18.
When I was 18, yeah.
So that would be June 39.
Yeah.
Now, what difference did it make when you were when you became man service?
It's different altogether, really.
Tell us a bit about it.
Well, you went to the men's. You billeted him with the men. You slept with the men, you ate with the men.
Was it a similar routine, though?
A similar routine, yeah.
But, yeah. Did you get on well with the men?
Oh, yeah. We got on well together, yeah.
Did you make pals?
Oh, yeah.
Was you the youngest, or one of the youngest?
I just carried on normal with the men. They accepted it and that is it.
Now, what preparations were made for the mobilisation? And the boys were sent away, but you stayed.
The boys were sent to the depot.
Now, what
preparations? And we packed all our kit.
Now, how did you pack your kit? What preparations did you make to go to France?
Well, anything we had, like uniforms and different uniforms and that, went to the headquarters to stow, like everything was put away in boxes. The red, we used to wear reds, and that was all put away.
That's your band uniform.
Band uniforms. It was all put away, all the stuff. The only thing that was left out was a drum kit.
And did you have any embarkation leave or anything like that?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So where would you go? You wouldn't go home, would you?
No. Oh, yeah, well, I didn't go home, no. Yes, I did go home. On my first leave, when I went on man service, I went home. We had about civilians in, and I was lucky. I won the draw, so I won about 20 odd quid. Then, but then the clothes were cheap then to buy, shoes, trousers, shirt, and coats. Everything's cheap then.
So. What about any other preparations for going abroad that you remember? Any inoculations?
No, we didn't have no inoculations. I just remember that the battalion got ready. Everything was put away in the battalion. And we went. The band was split up. They went to stretcher bearers, the band.
Did you then?
No, we went as a ammunition carriers.
Now, have you practiced that?
No, I haven't practiced nothing.
Well, so, now tell me, when did you actually go to France? Do you remember the ship you went on? Or was it just a ferry?
Oh, it's just a ferry, I think we went on. Crested Eagle. Crested Eagle was the boat we went on.
And when was that? Was that?
Oh. Before Christmas, I think.
Well, we're lucky that. I mean, it's not that sort of a test. So what do you remember of the crossing and first arriving in France? I don't know where you got to.
Well, I suppose I took it for granted. If they're going to get me, they're going to get me. And that's all I've thought.
So where did you land?
Landed Cherbourg, I think. And we went up to Lille. I remember we went up to Lille.
And what were your first impressions of France? You'd never been abroad before.
Well, not really. It's just the language and so. That's all it was.
And how did you get to... Did you march to Lille or on buses?
Oh, no, lorries.
Sorry, I meant...
Lorries. Yeah. We all got lorries to Lille.
What happened when you got to
Leo? Well, that's a confusion, I suppose. Sorting out your kits, getting all your kit out, getting everything ready. We was on the canvas, and...
Tell me about the tents. What were the tents like? How many in your...
There were tents, there were.
And what was it like? About describe it.
Five or six men. Well, it's an only built tent. And you're lucky if you had boards to sleep on, stop the water and rain coming in. And there's about four men to a tent. That's all right, really, in those days. I think you slept on most of your kit, keep it dry.
Now, what were you actually doing? Because it was a phony war, wasn't it, for
yeah.
a while?
Well, I just remember that the orders came and said the Germans were so many miles away and all that. Of course, there used to be panic in the regiment. They took cover and...
Now, hang on, that's after the phony war. I mean, yeah. What were you doing during the phony war? Because there's months of that before you're in action.
Well, we just carried on normal duties. We used to do retreat beating. The drums used to do retreat beating. The band used to do retreat beating. So we just carried on normal what we do in England.
In the Lille area?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about that period at all?
Not a lot, no. It's just that we done training.
What would you do in the evening? I mean, would you go out to estaminets and things?
No, we're still in camp, yeah.
Okay, so what about now, the Germans attack, 10th of May, I think it is, 1940. What do you remember of that? What did your battalion do? What did you do?
Well, I think our battalion, they took up positions somewhere, trenches they dug, they took up positions.
Did they move into Belgium?
No. I went from Lille to Amiens.
Amiens?
Amiens, yeah.
And they took up trenches there, did they?
Yeah.
And were you part of that, or the band? What were you doing?
No, well, I after Lille, I came home. And then I came home. They sent me home then.
When?
Sent me home just before Christmas, I think.
So you weren't there? Explain.
No.
You weren't. So why did they send you home just before Christmas?
Well, they said I was too young. Really? I think they said I was too young.
Is that because you had to be 19?
Yeah.
And how did you feel about leaving the lads?
Oh, never mind. I don't know where I was going. I know when I come home, they sent me up north somewhere.
Did you mind leaving? I mean,
not really, no, because I was a drummer, and all I wanted to do was play the drum. So wherever I went, I was a drummer. I was a bugler. So if they wanted a bugle, I was there.
So you weren't bothered about who you played?
No.
So where did you come to in England then?
I think it's a place called Shorncliffe, Kent. Yeah, Shorncliffe in Kent. Shorncliffe Barracks. I went to.
And what were you doing there?
And it was, well, there's so many regiments here. There's the Queen's, the Buffs, Queen's and the West Kent's. Three regiments here.
Now, were you attached, who were you attached to? The camp or to the...
The Buffs. The Buffs,
were you actually joined the Buffs?
Yeah.
Now, which battalion?
I didn't join the Buffs, no.
Were you attached
to them? I just attached to them, yeah.
So were you really with the camp?
No, only in the camp, yeah.
So
I was a band. I was in the drums, yeah.
Of Shorncliffe Barracks.
Yeah.
Now, so what was life like at Shorncliffe? What do you remember of it?
Well, life. Just a normal life, really.
So what were your duties there?
It's just what I've done. With the battalion, band training, bugle training, and just same as what I've done before.
So no different?
No.
How long were you at Shorncliffe for?
Oh, I don't know how long I was out.
What's the next thing you remember then?
I got a bit brand off, you know, hanging around, and I volunteered to go abroad.
Now, why did you do that? Just
I just wanted to go abroad. Oh, in the meantime, they wanted men to join the paratroops, and I joined the paratroops.
So what year would that be?
Oh, I don't know whether. It's early, I know. I joined the paratroops early. I know I passed that, and they put me in a 4th battalion.
Now hang on, tell me about your training. So there's quite a bit of training to do for you.
Oh, there's a lot of training.
So how did you train? Where did you go to do your training?
At Manchester.
Oh, at the airport?
Up in at the airport, Manchester. That's where we've done our training. That's where we've done our jumps, Manchester.
Now, tell me a bit about the training. How did they train you as a paratrooper?
Well, all I was concerned about then was the way you landed. From a parachute.
So how do they start on the ground, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about the ground training.
The ground training, where they put you on back of lorries, and you jumped off back of lorries. So you get the feeling, you know. We've done that for a little while. They gradually increased. And then they put you in a plane and took you up.
Didn't you do a balloon jump first?
Oh, we've done 2 balloon jumps.
Tell me about them.
They were horrible.
Tell us what a balloon jump was like.
Well, the first balloon jump I done, is, you drop 100 odd feet in a second, you know. About a 2 jump, open up. There was murder, it was. But the second one wasn't too bad. You knew what was coming.
How did you do it? How did you jump out of the balloon? Well, it's not out of the balloon, it's out of the
balloon. Well, out the aperture. It used to have an aperture, big round aperture.
What, in the middle of the
balloon? In the middle of it. And you set 4 of you. And then you say, number 1, go, number 2, go, number 3. And it just went down.
And how did you feel when you...
Oh, horrible. It was horrible.
You were scared?
First one, yeah. Yeah.
And what's it like as you're falling down?
Well, as you're coming down, you're not. Once the chute opens, you're looking around, everything, you know. It couldn't be too bad. Everything was great. Till somebody shouted that up here, close your legs. You had to put your legs in. But it was good.
What was your first landing like?
Wasn't too bad, really. You know, from the training, jumping off a lorry and that. Wasn't too bad.
Your second balloon jump, you said, was easier.
Easier second one, because you knew what was coming. You knew what was going to happen.
Now tell me about your first aircraft jump then. What aircraft was it from?
It was a Whitley. The first car was a Whitley.
Tell me about that. What's the routine in an aircraft? Because there's a bit more routine.
It was more or less the same. The 4 of you by the hole in the Whitley. You've got your numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4. And as they said, he went down. Well, the hole in the Whitley was a couple of feet deep in the hole. So once your feet got out, and the slipstream of the plane took you away.
Behind the back.
Took you back. So you just missed the rim of the... circle, but it was all right because it opened in no time. Once the winner got you, you was there. You opened.
That was easier again.
That was easier. Oh yeah.
Now, what else did you do on your parachute training at Ringway? Well, Manchester.
No, that's what we done. We done 7 jumps, 2 from a balloon, and flying from the aircraft.
Now, had you been on the fitness course at Chesterfield before that? Because they had a hall somewhere near Chesterfield where they used to...
Not really, no.
You don't remember a fitness training?
No, only when we went in, when we first signed up, we went in, I guess, a medical.
Now, do you know what year you got your parachute? What, was it 41 or 42? Or I know you're finding it difficult with that.
I don't know, it's one of the beginning ones. 42, I think.
42?
I think so.
So what happened next? You joined 4th Battalion Parachute.
I joined the 4th.
Where were they?
There's the Bulford. There's a Bulford, the 4th Battalion.
Tell me, what did you think of them as a unit? You know, you'd been in the middle of that.
Somehow, I didn't get on with them. I don't know why.
Why not?
I think it was the officers.
Now, tell me why you didn't get on with these officers, because you'd met plenty of officers before.
I had met plenty of officers, but there was one officer there, he was always on to me. Do this, do that, do the other. I knew I had to do it, because it's a training. The army training, you know.
But you felt he was picking on you?
I thought he was picking on me. I thought so, anyhow. But I didn't like it.
What about the men and the NCOs?
Oh, that was all right, yeah. That was all right.
Any friends?
I was going with them, yeah.
What about the NCOs? What were they like?
NCOs are good enough. They were good.
So what was your routine of life like as a parachuter? You were just an ordinary parachuter? So you were
just an ordinary parachuter.
Not a drummer or bugler?
No, nothing.
Now tell me what you were doing, what sort of training you were doing at Bulford, based at Bulford?
Well, it was a parachute training, wasn't it? It's jumping down as your parachute opened.
So you carried on doing parachute jumping?
Just could jump in here.
Any other training?
No, there's yet a...
Now, when had you had any weapons training? Because at the moment, you haven't had any weapons
training. No, I didn't have any weapons here.
I mean, were you never trained on?
I was at Bulford. No, I remember at Scarford. I was absent. Absent without leave.
Now, tell me about that. Why did you go AWOL?
Well, because this officer was under me all the time. So I went AWOL.
And where did you go to?
When they caught up with me, they give me 14 days.
So where'd you been, presumably?
Well, anywhere. I was one of the civilians. I was in the public, yeah.
Well, did you go back to London or? Did you go to London or where?
No. Where did I go to? I was in Manchester then. I stayed in Manchester then. So I went down to Bulford, and I went to Bulford, Essex.
No, but I thought you went AWOL from Bulford.
Yeah, I went AWOL from then.
And but you went back to Manchester?
I went back to Manchester, yeah. The place I knew, yeah.
And how did you stay hidden from, I mean, were you wearing civilian clothes or...?
Oh no, I was in uniform.
You weren't intending to desert, you were just...
No, just absent, yeah.
And how did they find you?
Well, to think now, but in those days, you didn't give it any thought at all. You just took a leave.
But what I mean is, how did they catch you?
Oh, I was having a cup of tea and two redcaps come in, asked me for my pass. I ain't got one, so they took me.